Oh, I could write a whole book about that place. The tile was up. There wasn't anything in the bar whatsoever except the TV.
Oh, the mess.
They'd taken all the stuff out. For a short period of time, after it was the Lincoln Bar, this Italian lady took over. And her husband came from New York, and he was a chef. And they had these fancy drapes, big gold drapes. And they were so dirty, you couldn't believe it. The walls took three cleanings. Up above, they had hung artificial grape things and so forth.
No drape, the ceiling.
With burlap.
Burlap.
You took that down, it was like taking a ton of dirt down. The kitchen, the stove, it looked to the 3 weeks to clean the stove. And then you went to the hotel.
in the lobby?
Oh, the lobby.
How was it?
They had a swinging door lobby that you go up, anybody could go upstairs, you know. And of course, as we knew from one of the fellows that lived across the street, he used to turn the sheets quite rapidly sometimes, which means they had girls in there, okay? In fact, so afterwards, after we opened it, I had a friend that was a lieutenant of the police department. He phoned, he said, Lorraine, I want to tell you how happy the police department is that you and Louis took over. And I told Judge Barrett that one day. He said, you mean to tell me? And I thought, oh, come on.